Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL draft, first round of it anyway, a little more than 48 hours away now. Yesterday, it was time for that yearly tradition. Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin sit down with the media and say all the right things, including, well, the signings of Dante Moncrief and Mark Barron and Steven Nelson. Those aren't going to affect who you pick, right?
The signing of those three doesn't preclude us from doing anything from a draft standpoint. Again, when we're going to be making additions to this roster, it'll be from the bottom up, and that's encouraging no matter what round we're going to be working in.
Right, so we're just going to take the best available guy, right?
We're never going to close the door on any position, because if a great player is available at a position you think you're great at, you're probably going to pass greatness for mediocrity, and that'll eventually catch up to you.
And we'll hear more from Kevin Colbert in about 20 minutes and a
do
couple of things
they really
from Mike
do
Tomlin
take
in a moment.
The best available guy?
No, I honestly, but well, what I think they should do and what I think they will do are two very divergent things.
No,
at this
no.
Point.
In the past, do you think that they've always taken the best available guy?
No,
they did last year when they made a trade to get Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
They did when they picked Mendenhall in the first round, and that came out of nowhere.
Right.
There was no. You
but
know,
they take but the best they, available guy when William Jackson was taken off the board, and they were left taking Artie Burns.
They did not take the best available guy when Dree Archer was selected. You know, or people like that. So I do think, and there's no fault in this.
No, sometimes you got needs you need to address.
It is both. I think they live in both worlds, and that's absolutely fine.
You should. You know, you should take it. It should always be like they say, we'll take the best available. Well, the best available what? It's the best of.
Tim
no, but I mean,
in a mood.
No,
today.
No. I'm just saying it's the best available at a position where you
have a need.
Yeah. You know, they hate to use the word need.
Well right? Sorry, we that's the way it is.
Where we have a want.
Guess what this defense right? has? They want to fill a need.
The problem is that they want to fill that need, and they might not be able to, and probably won't be able to, at least in round one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so unless they're willing to trade up.
But I think examples of that are. If they pick a defensive lineman in the first round, that will show you that they had a guy rated like eighth overall.
Right.
Because that's a position where they do not need immediate help. There are others where they do.
They should they should consult with a little more, Jim?
Who's that?
Let's go down to the field with Missy Matthews.
She was there yesterday.
Yeah, did you say hello?
I did not. No.
Oh, man.
She came in late, and then I was working, and she left.
No, it is rather interesting, though, the draft strategy. Here's the thing. I trust them on the offense.
Yes.
And I trust them in the front seven of the defense.
But don't that stock line about we're drafting to improve from the bottom up. No, you need to draft to find yourself somebody in the middle of your defense who's going to help you immediately.
But Kevin says this every year, and he said it again yesterday. No, that you can't mess up in the first three rounds. Well, a couple years ago, they messed up in the first round.
Ziggy Hood begs to differ.
And then a few years before that, they really messed up in the first round, and they've been chasing that outside linebacker. Like, you know, Joe Rutter has a story in the Trib today talking about a mathematical procession here where it's an odd season, which means they're due to draft an outside linebacker, a pass rusher in the first round, because back in, 2015, it was Jarvis Jones and Bud Dupree, then T.J. Watt. They got the last one right.
Remember when they took the best available player named Colin Holba?
Jim's
neither
just
does
shaking
he.
His head.
I started following that guy on Twitter
when they took him. Of course.
And then
he did.
The walk on long. So you don't call them walk ons, do you, in the NFL?
You could, yeah.
Okay, the walk
van
on.
Rider, yeah.
The walk on long snapper.
Cameron Canaday?
Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the big thing that we put out. I think you were on vacation. If Cameron Canaday walked into
here.
Ross Park Mall,
I was here.
Would anybody, how many people could identify him in a month's time?
That was midway through last season.
Right,
too.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And I admit, I'm in the locker room two or three times every week.
No idea.
No.
But no, it is an interesting question about need versus want. I think they say are stock answers. But
they have to say,
yes.
Right? They're not going to come out yesterday and be like, "No, we're willing to do whatever it takes to
right.
get up there and get
because
one of the
Devins." Because everybody in this city knows, and everybody in Steeler Nation knows that the Steelers start from the middle and work outside on the defense. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Shazier, we're starting to realize, and we've realized this for a little while, was that damn good of a football player.
Yes.
And you've got to get as close to a reasonable facsimile of him as you can. I don't know if they're ever going to match that talent and that ability to run and that ability to play inside and get outside and do things, but it's time to try to at least find that guy.
And look, there's two really good examples of that in the first round. Those are the two guys, and that's – look, I'm not normally – it's real easy to sit here and yell and scream for trade up, get this guy – I'm not normally like that. It's usually it's the Steelers. You expect them to sit at their spot and take the best available player, right? But this is one of those years, as you get towards the end of the Roethlisberger window and your defense really needs to improve at a couple specific positions, where you have to get aggressive, I think, and make that move.
Yes. You know what? I'm kind of excited about Mark Barron. And the only reason I say this is because a few years ago when he came out as a safety, and I'd always thought it cracked me up that safeties were never highly valued, and yet the two most impactful players in football were Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, and yet teams never seemed to value safeties. They finally started valuing safeties, and here was a guy that came out, and now that big safeties are turning into linebackers, I think Mark Barron might be okay.
And he's a $6 million guy.
And yeah.
He's going to be an important part of this defense. This isn't
sure.
to say you go out and draft somebody and Mark Barron automatically goes to the bench. I think that guy comes up underneath Barron and gradually takes the position from him.
Right. But I think that they can, since they signed him, that they might be able, that might throw them in another direction, because they have to go in another direction anyway, because they're not going to pay the price that it takes to trade up to get one of those Devins.
Well, we know one thing the Steelers value is offense, and
you don't know they're going to. You don't think they'll pay that price?
No,
I don't think.
No.
I would, but I don't think they give away four picks.
I'd love to.
What did something tell you that yesterday?
No.
Okay. I just thought maybe
no.
you saw.
I didn't talk to anybody yesterday.
I think just maybe you saw in body language or something.
Although, when Kevin started throwing around what they had traded, they didn't trade all that much to move up seven spots.
No.
But things may have changed over the years, and we'll talk about it.
You're talking about maybe having to move into the top 10, too, which becomes that much.
That's 10 spots. That's a
big
lot.
Move, especially that early in the first round. We know they value offense. What's Mike Tomlin think of one position in particular on offense, what they have there now and how it might affect their draft strategy? That is next. John in the truck joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, John.
Hey, good morning, man. I hope you're all having a good day.
We are. Thank you.
Listen, I'm hearing you talk about the middle linebacker that the Steelers are so badly in need of, and I agree with you. But the only problem I have with this is it takes an extremely, extraordinarily rare talent to come in and step in from the very beginning out of college football and make the impact that you guys are talking about.
I don't think that's the case anymore, John. I think under Dick LeBeau it did. Did Watt make an impact right away?
Well, I'm looking at one of the premier players in Steeler history, Troy, and he did almost nothing. And you know, you're
what year was that though? And who was the coordinator? I think that's where we are. Well, for me, that's been the biggest adjustment once Dick LeBeau left, is that guys are thrown right into it. Terrell Edmonds was thrown right into it last year. Artie Burns, as a rookie, even was thrown right into it. Watt was thrown right into it. Sean Davis was thrown right into it as a second rounder, John.
I see what you're saying, and I do agree. I do agree with your thesis. But the thing about it is, you're talking about the middle linebacker. You're talking about, not to use a cliche, you're talking about the quarterback of the defense. And you know, not only does he not have to know his position, he has to know what everybody else around him is doing too. And I think it might be a stretch. I think it might be a stretch to think that they're going to draft a linebacker that's going to come right in and make the impact that you're talking about.
Well, I think we agree that we hope they do it, but I think because of the signing of Barron, it's exactly why you can bring in a rookie and let him learn under Barron in the middle of the defense, and then gradually, slowly but surely, by the end of the year, he's starting. Whoever the inside linebacker draft pick is, if they were to go up and get one of those Devin Bush probably, then gradually he takes over the role from Barron, and maybe Barron slides into more of a passing down situation because that's more his forte. But I think we're all on the same page in that we don't necessarily expect them to do it. I think that we can all agree on.
I don't know. I thought Rashawn Evans played pretty well last year. You know, he stepped right in and played for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, yeah,
and the Steelers have become much more amenable to playing guys as rookies, whether that be because of injury and because guys were forced into playing, or because they, like you pointed out, their defense is not as complex maybe as it used to be, or they've done better at bringing guys along early on in their rookie seasons. They've been willing to do that. As far as the other side of the ball goes, Mike Tomlin yesterday on what he thinks of his wide receivers.
I'm comfortable with the guys that we have in the room at this juncture, but my comfort is not indicative of how it's going to play out. We got some guys that need to be guys that are ascending, specifically James Washington, but you know the climate that we create for all second-year players. We were having similar discussions about James Conner a year ago. We expect great things from James Washington, among others, and we're excited about watching those guys stand and deliver.
James Washington needs to be what Juju was for AB, and they're expecting that, like, right now.
Yes. And I was going to ask you, can they afford to not take a wide receiver one of the first 2 days of the draft?
If they feel that way about James Washington, yes. The anticipation, when you hear that from Mike Tomlin, mm-hmm. the anticipation is that James Washington is going to be really good. And I'm not talking in 3 years. I'm talking in September.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think if they have that much confidence in him, then yes, but he better produce. Like, to hear Mike Tomlin talk like that about James Washington, it doesn't surprise me. And I don't think it's just smoke. I think that they think he's going to be, again, what Juju was to AB. But they better have full confidence in him. I'm okay. If they don't take that, then they should take a tight end. You know, they should bolster the offense somehow.
Yeah, no, that's a good call, because I just don't know if you go into a season with your 1-2-3 at wide receiver being Juju, okay, we're happy with that, James Washington 2, and then Dante Moncrief 3, and think, okay,
well,
I'm set at wide
don't
receiver.
Don't forget about Eli Rogers. You know, I know maybe I pump Eli Rogers' tires too much, but I'll never forget about the time the guy gets off of injured reserve and Ben throws
five
it
targets
to him
in the
six
first
times
quarter.
In
yeah.
the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, he's in. I don't know what
Ben
Switzer will be to the offense.
Because Ben knows him and has a chemistry with him.
And then Vance McDonald essentially is an extension of a receiver at
yes.
times. So I think they can get away without taking a receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.